Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It is time to get down. Well, this is Coach LaLisa, and I just want to welcome you here to the Coach LaLisa Show this morning and every weekday morning on Blog Talk Radio. And you can listen to the show. You can go to our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Coach LaLisa Show. Or you can simply click on the link that you find on any of the social media networks, such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and many others. You can also listen to the show by dialing in. You can dial in on 347-945-7991. And that also allows you to speak to the host. However, if you're not able to dial in, you can sign in to your laptop, your e-pads, your iPads, your W-pads, or whatever types of your iPhones, your cell phones, your Samsungs, Blackberries, all of the latest technology. You can sign in, and then you can chat with us in the chat room. You could put in a comment or a question. Also on Facebook, we have a Facebook page set up for this show. You can leave a comment, and I wish that you would hashtag. You can hashtag Achieve the Dream or Achieve the Dream in 2014, or if you want to hashtag I'm tuned in to the Coach LaLisa Show, because we're live. I'm live here in my virtual studio. You know, last time we were on the air, my virtual studio was upstairs, and now my virtual studio is downstairs. So down here where it's nice and quiet, nobody but myself. Got the fireplace over there, but we don't have it on today. It's not as cold in New Jersey, but welcome. Welcome to my sister in Cincinnati, Ohio. Good morning, and God bless you. You're on the line all the way from Ohio. Welcome. I see we have also in the house, I believe that's Arkansas. Not quite sure, but it looks like Arkansas, St. Louis, and I know Japan is going to be in the house. That's right, Japan. We got Paul Kiriazzi all the way from Japan, and you know, he listens to the show and has been listening going back 5 years. He's done some wonderful work on the show. He's been a guest on the show. He's developed, actually, he developed a whole series on the show, actually, about 4 years ago, and he did it for Black History Month. Black History Month, he did a four-part segment. That's right, Paul Kiriazzi. So we thank God for him. And let me wish you a happy new year. I know the new year is already underway. Now we're on day 14, but I still want to get that in. We've only been on the show. This is our third day. This is our third day on the broadcast. And good morning. Or is it the second day? Well, maybe it's the second day. All right, so it's the second day. But welcome back. So I want to talk to you this morning. I just wanted to get all of those little preliminaries out of the way because I'm going to just dive into this message because this message today was so, oh, my God, I was so on fire about this particular message. Now, this is a message that is so near and dear to my heart, and the title of the message is simply Discovering Your Dream, Discovering Your Dream in 2015. And just so happens that this is 2015, and so 15 and dream does rhyme, but so that was not a creative thing on my part. Just so happens that this is the year. I've learned from my sister, Beverly. Some of you know my sister, Beverly Carter. I call her my twin, and we piggyback off of each other a lot. And some years ago, she had began to, every year, have a theme for the year. She's been doing that now for probably about 15, 20 years. And so we're twins, so I do the same thing. And so my theme for this year, achieve your dream is my theme. Achieve your dream in 2015. If not now, I want to ask you the question, if not now, when? And if not you, who? So if God has put a dream inside of you, and if you do not discover your dream, not only who will do it, but when will you do it if you don't do it now? And if you don't do it, and then if you don't do it, who do you think is going to do it for you? Okay? Yes, that's right. If you don't do it, who is going to do it for you? Now, I know there are some people who lack the necessary wherewithal, the necessary tools and tips and strategies. See, I know that. God has empowered me to know that. So therefore, he has also empowered me to bring you solutions and answers and tips and strategies on how to do it. And somebody might say, well, Coach Lalisa, how in the world, what do you know about discovering a dream? Who are you to be telling us about discovering a dream? Show me your papers, so to speak. Show me your credentials. And so I humbly submit to you that the only way that I know. See, sometimes you got to know that you know that you know, and you can't let anything take it away from you. The way that I know that I know that I know that it is not only possible, but it is the purpose. You must discover the dream inside of you. And how I know that is because I had to discover my dream. And, you know, when you think about it, we are on the brink of the Dr. Martin Luther King celebration. If you're in the United States of America somewhere, and even if you're in another country but you used to live here, you understand about the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. His birthday celebration is coming up. And in one of his famous speeches, and one of the things that he's well noted for saying is that he used to say, I have a dream. Yeah, a lot of people know about that. He said, I have a dream. And I submit to you that he has a dream, and so do you. And you don't just have one dream. You know, there's multiple dreams wrapped up inside of your one dream. So your job is to discover your dream. Now, I'm going to give you some tips about it, but just knowing the fact that you have a dream. So when you walk down the street, go to the store, go on your job, go into your office if you are an entrepreneur. By the way, good morning to all the entrepreneurs. Good morning, and God bless you and your businesses. If you're doing that, then guess what? Wherever you go, you're carrying the dream with you. You know, there was a team out there, and they used to call themselves the Dream Team. But guess what? You're the Dream Team all by yourself because you have a dream in you. And today, this morning, that is going to be loosed and or birthed, however you want to look at it. But after you listen to this show this morning, you're not going to be able to just be mediocre. Them days are over. It's over. That's right. You know what? I know this isn't church, and I'm not, well, I am a preacher, but I'm not preaching right now. But listen, you might as well shout, because I don't care if you're not a praiser. I don't care if you never shouted before, but I'm telling you right now, that's something to shout about, to understand that right now, this your life is never going to be the same. Because, see, it's like a rubber band. Or what is it? It's when you stretch something, it can't go back to its original shape. Ladies, you know them pantyhose we took out the little box or whatever they came in, right? They was one size. Once we put them on, they never went back to that other size. Come on now. I know, guys, y'all got some stuff like that too, that once you stretch it, it ain't going back. So you're not going to be able to go back, and nobody has been. I mean, in the history of being developed, you can't go back. That's why the Bible says, raise up a child in the way it should go, and then when it's old, it won't depart. The Bible is saying that once you put something in that child, it'll never go back to what it was without it. And so he said, put it in there anyway. They may not act like they got it, but they still got it. And one day they're going to go back to it. And so you, this day, I decree and declare that you shall not only discover your dream, but you are to you will live out the true purpose of your dream. And unlike Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was not able to experience the fruit of his dream, that's not going to happen to you. You're going to experience your dream. Why? Because this is a different age and this is a different time, and you know God is always doing a new thing. So you're going to declare your dream over your own life, over the things of your family members. You know, your dream may never reach mass proportions, such as Dr. King's did. However, it'll still be as impactful because it'll be your life touches so many other people. Your life, regardless of what you think about yourself, you touch so many other people. Whether it be your children, your neighbors, people that just know you and see you as you walk down the street or drive by in a car or whatever you're doing. People see you, they know you, and they experience you on your jobs, in your business, as you're talking to your... As a matter of fact, every word out of your mouth should be attached to your dream. Yeah, that's right. And this is how you... Now, let me help you discover your dream, because I know that's what you tuned in for. And I thank you, and good morning, and welcome. Let's see who we got on the line. We'll take some questions a little bit later. For those of you who might have questions, I'll open up your phone lines if you're on the phone. If you're not on the phone, you want to dial in right away, and I'm going to open up the phone lines and dial in at 347-945-7991. Now, dial in quick, because you know it'll cut off shortly. But let me give you exactly what God showed me about the reason why many of his people are not living out their dream. That's your dream job, your dream life, your dream relationship, your dream experience, your dream business. You know, some of us are struggling and scratching. You know, I remember back in the day, good times said scratching and surviving. Listen, stop that. Stop it. Stop it. Begin to flow in your dream, and all that scratching to survive will stop. You got to flow in your dream. You got to discover your dream, because when you discover your dream, all the energy in the world will flood you. When you discover your dream, there will be a release of power that will come over you when you discover your dream. And then your purpose and these other things will begin to flood your life. You know, just take a deep breath. And I know some of you have been up already. It's different times, and where you're at, where you're dialing in from, it's different times of the day. I know if you're Paul Kiriazi, he's about to go to bed. It's almost nighttime there in Japan. And if you're in, you know, on the East Coast, and it's the same time as I'm at, because I'm on the East Coast here in New Jersey. If you're in Mountain Time, Central Time, here in California, it's about 4:30 a.m. And I know it's early and you've been up, but just take a deep breath. You know what I learned about taking a deep breath? Yeah, just a deep breath. It reminds you that how precious and precious your life really is. Because, you know, there are some people, they can't take a deep breath. But if you're able to take a deep breath, as a matter of fact, if you take that breath, and then if you hold it for a second, it really lets you know how awesome God is. Because without him, you wouldn't have been able to take that breath. You might say, well, is God really in my life? Well, think about it. If he wasn't, you wouldn't have been able to take that breath. So he's in your life, he's here for a reason, and you are here, and he's empowered you with a dream for your life, but you have to discover it. Now, let me tell you, this is why many people are not happy. They are not happy, they are not satisfied, they are not comfortable, they're constantly frustrated. Everything frustrates them. Everything rattles them, everything shakes them up. They're up today, down tomorrow, up this hour, down the next. They're not able to stay consistent with their happiness and their life fulfillment. Though there are books and CDs and there's tapes, there's the Bible, there's the Quran, there's this, there's that. There's many ways for people to get it, but yet they still won't get it. They still do not understand how to flow in their dream. They've seen The Secret, they've heard about it, they understand that, yes, there's the law of attraction, and yes, I can attract into my life these good things, but yet it's still not happening for me. I still don't get it. And so what God showed me and what he gave me to tell people, you listening this morning, the reason why, and even if you go back and listen to the archives, and I thank you for listening, thank God for those who tuned into the archives. I see already we had 20-something people who listened in yesterday. I didn't know how many people were listening. It was my first day back on. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And for all of you who are listening today, don't forget to go to Achieve My Dream in 2015. Get your free report on the 12 steps to living your dream life. Don't forget, go get that. But here, let me get to this so I can get to the calls, and don't forget, and talk about tomorrow. God told me the reason why many of you are not operating in your dream is because you're operating and holding on to your nightmare. Yes, that's right. You're operating in your nightmare. In other words, think about it. When we were children, we used to have nightmares, and some adults have them as well. And as a matter of fact, some adults are having the same nightmare. They're living it over and over and over, the same one that they had as a child. The nightmare of abandonment, the nightmare of rejection, the nightmare of lack, the nightmare that I'm not going to get somewhere or get something that I should have, the nightmare that I should be in love by now, or I should be in this relationship, or why did this happen? It's the nightmare that is holding you back from operating in your dream life, your dream career. Some people are still caught up. You know, when you were kids and we had a nightmare, why? Because we were fearful. The nightmare is a symbol of fear. We were scared. And we needed that sense of protection. And if we were in the proper types of families, we had someone to run to hold us through that nightmare. And so God is saying, I want to hold you. I got you. As a matter of fact, I don't want to hold you. I got you. I'm already holding you. You don't want me to hold you. I'm holding you. It's like that, you know, you see sometimes that picture where the image is carrying a person, and then there's like the footprints. It's that poem, The Footprints. You know, he said, where were your foot? I only saw one set of footprints when I was going through my troubles. He said, yeah, those were mine. I was carrying you. So God's already got you, so you can let go of the nightmare. Whatever your nightmare is, if it's different things for different people, and sometimes it's different for different, for the same people, it's a different nightmare, depending on what season it is. But let it go. Let it go. Just let it go. That's right. Don't let your nightmare. See, a nightmare is anything that you are afraid of. What are you afraid of? What are you fearful of? That's a nightmare. Let it go. And I can't say it enough. I can't stress it enough. But you're not going to be able to tap into your dream until you let the nightmare go. Walk away from it. See, you're not going to be able to fully produce your passion and your purpose until you loose yourself from the nightmare. God's got you, but you got to do the loosing. You got to take, you got to let go. You got to just let it go. Let it go. It's over. It's over. Whatever happened to you, it's over. If you got fired from a job, it's over. It's time to dream about your new job. If your husband left you, or your wife left you, or your boo left you, or your boudette, whatever happened, it's over. Let it go. Walk into your dream life. Your children left you, won't speak to you, you don't have children, you're mad at God, whatever it is, let it go and walk into your dream. So your dream, there's a dream and then there's a nightmare. The dream was always the good things, the things you wanted to have. But the nightmare was the torment, was the things you didn't want to have. And remember, the nightmare typically is centered around darkness. That's nothing but fear. Fear trying to overcome you. No, don't let it. Don't let it. How? Focus on the dream that's inside of you. And I'm going to talk more about the dream and releasing your power and tapping into your skills and your abilities. And part of the reason why many people can't tap into their talents and their skills and abilities is because they're still living their nightmare. Yes, they're living it, rehearsing it, talking about it, calling all their friends, telling all of them about it, posting it on Facebook. You know how many nightmares I read about on Facebook alone? And that right there is an indication that people are still living the nightmare, and we ought to be posting about the dream. That's what I do. I post about the things I want to have, the things I'm going to have. And what happens? As a man thinketh, so is she. So you are. So you keep posting your nightmare. The nightmare is going to continue to happen. Yes, the more you post your problems, the more problems you will have. The more you talk about what's not going right in your life, the more things in your life that will go wrong. If you want to live the dream, I promise you this will work. I promise you this will work if you begin to start talking about the dream life that you want to live. Now, tomorrow's show, I'm going to talk about how to live that life that you really want to live. I'm going to talk about that. So I can tell you that this has happened. So if you have a comment or a question, that's all I want to say about discovering your dream. You know how to do it. I've talked about it. You can go back and listen to the archives, and you can hear it again if you need to. But I suspect that it's already happening. We only have a few minutes left to the show. If there's someone, again, thank you for tuning in. This has been Coach Alisa. This is the Coach Alisa Show. This is 2015. You have the dream. It's inside of you. All you have to do is walk it out. But you can't do it until you let go of your nightmare. So I want you to pray about it, meditate on it, whatever it is you need to do, and you loose yourself out of the nightmare. So I'll take your calls. You can just hit your number one key if you're on the phone line, if you have a shout out, or if you want to just say good morning, or if you have a question or a comment, please, you do so, but you only have about 30 seconds because the clock is winding down. And I'll just take the first caller that calls in, and the caller area code 313. Tell us your name,
bless
where you're calling
Lord.
From.
Bless
Give us your
Lord.
Comment
this
or question.
Good morning. Blessings to you, my beloved sister. This is Dr. Manetta Hare from the great city of Detroit,
hey,
Michigan.
Dr. Manetta. Oh, my God. If I had known that was you. Wow. What an honor.
Well, blessings to you. I know you said Ohio. I think you were saying, I said, she's thinking Ohio, but I'm in the great city of Detroit. I was just blessed by being able to tune in. It popped back up in my Facebook thread, and I said, let me dial right now. And I just was blessed in how you are encouraging the body of Christ in this time and season, that God has great things and a great plan for their futures, and all they need to do is tap into it, just as you shared with us this morning. So blessings to you and all your listening audience.
Well, God bless you, Dr. Manetta, and you are doing some awesome thing. Oh, my God. Wow. You can just tell us, you know, we have a few more seconds. Nobody else has raised their hand. So why don't you just, I know you have some things coming up. I see a conference you're speaking in. Why don't you share with us your radio show and the things I know you travel all over the world. God bless you.
Yes. We just thank God for being able to serve his people in this season, and our mandate right now is to really get prayer and intercession throughout the earth, and we are raising up 100,000 intercessors in every sphere of society, going beyond the pews, going beyond the pulpits, going beyond the four walls, and really pushing kingdom in a marketplace ministry. So all of us have a part to play, and so that is one of the biggest things that we're doing right now in the business and commerce sector of society all around the world, globally.
Wow.
So
well,
we're raising
everyone...
up 10,000 entrepreneurs, intercessors,
wow.
entrepreneurs. They're going to be praying entrepreneurs in Jesus' name.
Wow.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, y'all. Well, this is Dr. and Life Coach Manetta Hare, also a preacher, also in the ministry. She birthes ministries through with entrepreneurs. She has a group, a mastermind group, and she has a women's empowerment. She's got a lot of stuff. So you can connect with her on Facebook. I can't run down all the stuff that you have, Dr. Manetta, but you got a
yes.
lot of stuff. You are this is a powerful woman, and I'm so honored that you would stop by the Coach Alisa Show. And so we hope that you come back again, and please post your information in our page there. You'll see, and I want to take this other call before our time is absolutely up. But love you so much. Have
yes,
a blessed and powerful day, and thank you for all that you do, Dr. Manetta Hare. God bless you. Area code 347, you are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, and give us your comment or question.
Miss Lalisa, good morning. This is Denise.
Hey, Denise who?
Denise Beecham of Diva Pilates and Wellness. How are you, girl? Thank you for starting this show again. I'm so happy you did.
God bless you, Denise. Denise, you know your phone number. I'm like 347. Wow. You are on. Look, you know what? Denise, God bless you. You got some good stuff going, girl. You got some.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, y'all. She's got her Divas and Pilates, and you can give them your website. You're also on Facebook. They can connect with you. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
Absolutely. If they want my website, it's divawellness.wix.com/Diva Pilates, and they can opt in right on my page to start receiving a lot of free helpful things for their fitness and wellness gear. But I am just so glad that you did this show this morning. You were exactly what I needed this morning.
Bless
you.
Well, I love you, girl. You are blessed, God, for you. And I can't wait to get to one of your classes. Oh, my God. Well, we got to connect. But, you know, I'm going to keep moving because we got one more caller, and then I got to jump off and get to my dream job. But we're going to see you. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow, same time, 7 o'clock, and we'll be discussing how to get the life of the life you really want. So thank you, Denise. Good morning and welcome. Area code 3, another area code 347, first number 5 after the 7. 5, your line is open. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, Coach Alisa. This is Coach Carmen calling in from Staten Island, New York, just to say hi and thank you so much for this amazing teaching this morning.
Coach Carmen, everybody, this is Coach Carmen. Coach Carmen, okay, you have absolutely 30 seconds to tell people what you have, what you're doing, and how they can connect with you.
Oh, praise God. Well, I'm just so excited to be on this call. Basically,
oh, my God, Coach Carmen!
At sharingthebliss.com, and I'm just so excited about meeting the other sisters who are on this call. We have to get together. I have to come to New Jersey and connect with you because this is our time. This is our season, as you said. So I know you're busy. You have to run. So I'll be calling back, and we'll have more time to talk.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Everybody, it's going down, going down, going down. We also, we do have Cincinnati in the house as well, and I shared with her a few minutes before the show started. So we will be on a few minutes each morning before the show starts if anyone wants to call in. But I know you got to go. I have to go. I don't want to go, but I got to go. Mm-hmm. I'll catch you tomorrow, same time, same place. Be here. Love you. Have a blessed, powerful day.
Thank you.